This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Washington man has been charged with killing a missing Montana woman. Chris Foles, 42, was arrested in Idaho Falls, Idaho on January 12th. Foles admitted to arresting officers that he killed Megan Stedman and told police that her body was inside the motorhome where he had been living. Police said they found enough evidence inside the motorhome to charge Foles with the murder of Megan Stedman, a 34-year-old mother of two. Megan Stedman was last seen December 15th in the Bozeman-Livingston area of Montana. Idaho Falls investigators found the motorhome on January 12th and set up surveillance on the vehicle, which had already been linked to Stedman. Foles was wanted for questioning about Stedman's disappearance. When he exited the motorhome, police approached him. According to an affidavit, Foles told police, "I'm Chris Foles. I killed my girlfriend. She's in the RV." Officers searched the motorhome and found a woman's body with credit cards bearing Stedman's name and a tattoo that matched the missing woman's. Foles reportedly waived his Miranda rights and told detectives the body in the motorhome was Stedman. He said he and Stedman arrived in Idaho Falls around December 22nd and parked at a Walmart. Foles told the officers that he stabbed Stedman in the neck during an argument and intentionally stabbed Megan in the chest with the intent to kill her. He said later he could hear her still moving around in the back of the motorhome, so he went back and stabbed her until she stopped moving. Foles was charged with first-degree murder and appeared in court last Tuesday. The Bureau of Land Management has unveiled a plan for utility-scale solar development in western states. The BLM is the United States' largest land manager and is soliciting public input on a plan to open federal land to new solar projects in five western states that currently lack a framework for permitting such projects. The plan is for utility-scale solar development on federal lands in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. The BLM manages one-tenth of the public land in the nation and 9% of the public land in Montana. The new plan is part of the country's transition to clean energy and includes plans to expand the transmission infrastructure needed to tie new projects into the electrical grid. The agency says that build-out will lower consumers' energy costs, prevent power outages in the face of extreme weather, and create good-paying union jobs, among other benefits. BLM Director Tracy Stone Manning, formerly the director of the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, said, "Investing in clean and reliable renewable energy represents the BLM's commitment to building a clean energy economy, tackling the climate crisis, promoting American energy security, and creating jobs in communities across the country." The details of the initiative are included in the Utility-Scale Solar Energy Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement, also called the Updated Western Solar Plan. In addition to a status quo or no action option, the plan outlines five frameworks for permitting the kind of large-scale solar energy development that's already been established across southwestern states, including New Mexico and Nevada, for more than a decade. BLM prefers Alternative 3, which prioritizes proximity to transmission infrastructure. Under that alternative, BLM land located within 10 miles of existing or planned high-voltage transmission lines could be made available for solar projects. Alternative 3 will prevent transmission infrastructure sprawl while protecting high-value resources, reducing habitat fragmentation, natural resource disturbance, and environmental and cultural resource impacts. Alternative 3 would nominate about 210,000 acres of the more than 8 million acres of BLM-managed land in Montana for solar developments. The majority of the Montana land that's a good fit for solar development is located north of the High Line. Many of the acres of BLM land in Montana is located too far from a high-voltage transmission line to be considered, and 7.3 million acres are ill-suited to solar development due to ecological, historical, or cultural factors, or recreational resources. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.